Hi, this is Lisa Miller with Lisa Miller & Associates in Tallahassee, Florida, and host of the podcast, The Florida Insurance Roundup. I'm here on the fourth floor of the Capitol, in between the Senate and House chambers, on the final days of our 2017 legislative session. There's so many issues debated in these halls of importance, and we need to make sure that we do all we can to influence good public policy that affects Floridians' lives and all of our livelihoods. I know that many of you understand that no matter what the issue, it all goes back to insurance, and insurance is my specialty. So today, we took time to visit with some seasoned veteran lobbyists and other consultants to talk about what is important to them and what they see and give us their perspective. I'm pleased to have with me Steve Ufelder of Ufelder & Associates, legislative and administrative lobbyist extraordinaire. He's been in the process for a very long time and a close friend. Steve represents some very prestigious corporations that have a great footprint in Florida, and he works on great public policy. So, Steve, tell us your perspective of what you see the House and Senate doing these last few hours, and if you were king for a day, what would you want them to do?
Pass all my bills.
Pass all your bills, absolutely. Do you see an esprit de corps among our House and Senate, or do you think they could do just a little better and be a little more harmonious?
I think they could be a little bit more harmonious, but this is not unusual. I've seen this over the years happen before, and they get things worked out at the end. And that may still happen in this session.
And Steve, you've watched the tired faces of our Senate President and House Speaker, and do you think fatigue weighs into some of their decision making?
I think they're smart enough that doesn't happen, and they always go through the end with a little rest, and they learn how to deal with it. And, you know, both of these people have been appropriation chairs, and they know how to deal with pressure.
From the governor's perspective, you know, he's tried so hard to get some of his initiatives funded. Do you see any last-minute changes? Have you ever seen a budget in past years where something wasn't funded and at the very last minute a miracle happens? Do you think miracles can happen?
Not in this case. I think he may end up vetoing part of the budget, and they'll come back and deal with his issue. But it's too early to tell. Often governors make threats that aren't carried out. But I think this time he's pretty upset, and it could happen.
Thank you so much, Steve. Any parting words for our state politicians to kind of encourage them to keep on keeping on?
I think that they need to get their business done in the next few days and come back and pass the budget on Monday and move on.
Thank you so much, Steve Ufelder.